We're in Simin Shin Samach Aleph Sif Beis. Mechaber says Chatzar Shenifritz will be Miluah will be Yosemi Eser Lershus Haram. If there's a Chatzar that is open, the majority of it or more than 10 of it to Rishus Rabim, Makom Machitza Nidon Ketzide Rishus Harabim. The area of the Machitza counts as Tzide Rishus Harabim. It's Shehu Carmelis Shehu Chatzar, which would have the status of a Carmelis. Mishnah Berurah explains, just like the chatzar itself has the status of a carmelis, because it's open on the fourth wall, so too, the area of the mechitza is also open. It also has the status of the carmelis, and we learn two things, says the Mishnah Berurah. The chatzar, you're not allowed to carry less, more than four amos in it. And second, that from the area of the mechitza into the chatzar, you'd be allowed to carry four amos, because they both have the status of a carmelis. The mnifrats bekaren zavis, if a corner of it has been knocked down, Philopachos may Esser, even if it's less than 10, Esser, you're not allowed to use that area anymore, the Mishnah Berurah says, because nobody makes an opening in a Karen Zavis, so even if it's less than 10, it's still going to be considered a hole in the wall, and therefore it would now make a Carmelis. If you make a Tzuras HaPesach there, so for sure that's going to make it Mutter now. The Mechaber continues, Zechein Bayis Shenifritz with Karen Zavis. If you have a house and a corner of the house falls down, Afilo Pachos may Eser, even if it's less than 10, Vinifritz Gam Hakiroi, Ad Shenishar Ba'alachzon, and the roof also falls down, Aser, Aval Pirtza Shein with Karen Zavis, but if it's not in the corner of the house, Amrinam Ba, Pitikra Yor Vesosim, we view as though the roof goes down to the bottom and creates a wall, Afilo B'Yasser May Eser, even if it's the area open is more than 10, we still say, Pitikra Yorid Vesosim, we view the roof as though it goes down to the ground and creates a new wall. Vuhushaloye Pitik, Tur Mashupa, Deleka Peh, as long as the roof is not slanted, it's a straight, flat roof. So we saw earlier that we don't apply the din of Pitikra Yorid Vesosim when it's a slanted roof. The Rama adds, Vieshomrim, some say, Deba'inan Gamkin Verocha Vakira Bar Tvachim, that there has to be a width of four Tvachim on the roof in order to say Pitikra Yorid Vesosim. Mishnah Berurah says that this is the halacha. And it's not similar to the Kor of a Mavoy, which is enough to be the width of a Tefach, because the Kor of a Mavoy is just for a Heker recognition, but here where we actually need a real wall, so then you need four Tvachim to say Pitikra Yorid Vesosim. So we would also allow Pitikra Yorid Vesosim on two of the walls.